Hey, entrepreneurs and Walking with Jordy family. This is your host, Jordy, here again. And here's a thought that I've been having, right? I'm coming up on my 10 years in photography, and I'm looking back on all the relationships that I've gained, all the models I've worked with, all the business owners, all the corporate clients, the NYUs, the H&Ms, and just everything in between, right? Here's what I think is the most important skill that I've gained and that has transformed the entire trajectory of my business. That skill would have to be sales, right? The pictures are great. The editing is great. The display, the showcase. But I think the skill of selling has had to be the thing that has dramatically transformed my business. Now, there's going to be a camp of people that say, hey, Jordy, I don't like to sell. I feel like it obstructs the art. It doesn't allow me to create. No, I'm not saying you pound somebody into submission. I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is the sales has to do with the art of persuasion, the art of helping people uncover the problem that they have. And in a way, it's a form of manipulation, but it's a good form of manipulation, right? Anything that is good is bad. A thermometer can read hot and it can read cold. A coin can flip on head or it can flip on tails. The same sun that can help the plants grow can also cause sunburn, right? So the same skill of sales can be used to manipulate somebody to do something good or something bad. And what I'm talking about is the good stuff, right? When people approach you as a service provider, they are coming to you because they have a problem. That's what I think we need to pay attention to. People are coming to you because they have a problem that they need to solve. So sometimes when people get on the phone with me, they say, hey, so I just want to talk, you know, I was just looking for more information. No. That's not why you're coming to me. You're coming to me because you've identified that you have a problem and you need me to solve it. But nobody's going to come to you and say, hey, I have a problem and I think your photos are the answer. This is where the salesperson, the salesman, the saleswoman in you has to step out, right? Don't send the artist to this conversation. Here's what you say when somebody says, hey, I am looking for more information. You say, hey, so what brought you in today? What is it that you're looking to do? I'm a photographer, so clearly the answer has to do something with photography. You say, is there any special events coming up? Is there a special moment in your life? And I'm just limiting this to photography so I could illustrate this point for you guys, right? When somebody's coming to me to do a photo shoot, they're not looking for more information. What they want to know is if I'm going to help them to get to their goal in the way that works for them with a price that meets their needs, right? Not a price that's in their budget, but a price that meets their needs. And sometimes your needs could be expensive. So somebody says to me, hey, Jordy, I'm just looking for more information about a shoot. I say, okay, when are you looking to shoot? Oh, you know, I'm thinking about doing something this month. Okay, great. If you're looking to do something this month, tell me more about it. Oh, well, you know, my sister's turning 17 and I wanted to help her get some great pictures, but I honestly don't even know where to start. I'm like, great. Here's how we work with clients that want to do their 18-year-old birthday party. First, we sit down and have a consultation just like we're having right now. And we have a whole glam team that does hair, makeup, styling. And in fact, here's the fun part. We work with you and your child so that we can get the best images that they would love so that their friends could be jealous of them, you know, so that you could have pictures to hang up on your wall so that you guys could add something to the photo book. Something that's gonna relieve the tension of them not knowing what to do and something that's gonna get them the result that they want. Yes, they want great pictures, but you're coming to a professional because you want those pictures so you could look good. Now, that is a very short version of why I think sales is important. But I think sales is important because it, one, in order to be a good salesperson, you have to have a repertoire of knowledge to pull from. You have to be able to make connections with concepts that might not even seem to make sense. And I'm not saying that you have to become the best salesman that there is, but what I'm saying is, in order for you to make more money, you have to learn the art and skill of sales. And I believe that just like how that helped me to close 5-6-figure deals, I believe that that is the skill that is going to help you in your creative venture. So if this helped you, definitely want to share it with a friend. But please, I implore you, learn how to sell. Thank you. Hey, podcast crew, thank you so much for getting to the end of the episode. That means you're a really special one. So if this episode brought you any value, and I mean any value at all, please feel free to share it with a friend, leave a rating wherever you get your podcast from, and if you are on Spotify, submit a question through the Q&A platform so that I can make another episode to answer your question. Until then, I hope you have a wonderful day. Or a wonderful night, depending on what part of the world you're listening to the podcast right now. And I'll see you on the next one.